So we're joined now live on the line on 567 and K-Talk on the Xolani Gwala Show with myself, Nicholas Bauer, by Malusi Nxela, the author and researcher at Corruption Watch. It's been intrinsically involved in putting this report together. It's called Corruption in Uniform, and it details alarming allegations of abuse of power and impropriety by the SAPS. And I'm wondering if it also includes Metro Police Departments. But the story shared by community members that came forward and told Corruption Watch really does speak to a lack of confidence in law enforcement and a distinct abuse of power, Malusi.
Good afternoon. Yes, no, it does actually highlight a lot of issues that are faced by the institution. Most noticeably, as you already mentioned, abuse of power is one of those issues that are faced by the institution, but also there are issues of bribery and dereliction of duty. All of these coming, according to our report, at 33%, 23%, and 18%, respectively.
So, Malusi, I mean, this is an age-old South African story. Let's unfortunately speak candidly about the fact that a lot of South Africans can attest to either having paid a bribe or either having to had a bribe solicited from a police officer when they seem to be on the wrong side of the law. But this goes even further than cops allegedly accepting bribes. For me, the most startling part of this report is the sextortion, the so-called trading of sexual favors for the police to actually do the job that they're hired to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, this was an actual case that we received as Corruption Watch, and I felt that it was necessary to actually highlight that as an actual issue. So what would happen is, especially for women who are victims of crime, in some instances, according to reporters, they will find themselves in a police station having to account to an officer about an incident that occurred. But the officer will refuse to assist them unless they avail themselves for a strip search. In this particular instance, the woman actually asked and said that, you know, can I rather be strip searched by a female officer? And the officer in question just simply told her that I've got the authority to do as I please.
So, Malusi, it comes off the back of testimony by 1,400 members of the public, and the different aspects of this report detail all of the complaints, if you had to break them down into percentages, a 33% of total referring to bribery, 23% to abuse of power, and 18% just to a dereliction of duty. But how does this go to represent the entire picture of the country? Where do these 1,400 members of the public come from as a sample?
The majority of these come from Gauteng, almost 52% of these. And then most noticeably, the leading cities are City of Johannesburg and City of Tshwane, with 31% and 8.5% respectively. And I mean, we do have also samples from Ekurhuleni, as well as City of Etyopini and in the KZN, and as well as the City of Cape Town in the Western Cape.
So, Malusi, it's one thing putting this into the spotlight and bringing it into the public's view. What does Corruption Watch hope will come of this report? Have you engaged with the SAPS? Have you got any response whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are several things that we're hoping to come out from a report like this. First of all, we can only hope that people will become more vigilant as we try and reform and hold those men and women to account by working together with officials within the police sector. With this particular report, if people go and check it on our website, what they'll see is that we actually, for the first time, also have public education material where we inform people of their rights and how to approach situations when they are confronted by corrupt officers. But we're also in talks with the anti-corruption unit in the police, and we have done work. We have had engagement with IPED before, and recently, just not so long ago, we won the Google Impact Challenge. And this project basically will look at people getting to know the police station. In fact, that's what it's titled, Know Your Police Station. So the purpose of this project will be to collect data from various police stations and to understand what are the issues, what resources do they have, but also are community members aware of what's happening in the police station? Do they know who the commanders are?
Melusi Nxele, we'll have to leave it at that. The author and researcher, Corruption Watch, was involved in the putting together of this rather startling report, Corruption in Uniform, detailing the testimony of some 1,400 members of the public. That makes for quite grave reading.